our darker side, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. He's never seen anything quite so beautiful, the little ghost king thinks, feeling dazed. He stares up at the dazzlingly bright and beautiful person. He's never seen anything in that color before. He's never seen anyone shine quite like that. He's so tall, the little ghost king thinks, and wipes the blood from his mouth absent-mindedly, and never looks away from the beauty in front of him. He never wants to look away. The person kneels down in front of him. He holds out his hands in front of the little ghost king, cupped slightly. The little ghost king hesitates for a moment. It feels like he shouldn't touch something so beautiful. It's wrong. But he wants to. He can feel the need burn inside him. For a moment, the two conflicting thoughts battle inside the little ghost king, like eyes burning his insides. He whimpers. I won't hurt you. Come on. The most beautiful person in the world says gently, and the little ghost king can't hold himself back anymore. He's not used to holding himself back. He dives into the hands waiting for him, nuzzling against the warm palm. The hands feel warm and safe, and something bright bursts inside the little ghost king's chest. The hands lift him up from the ground, bringing him closer to a face that feels so familiar and yet he can't remember at all. What happened to you, Xiaowei? I don't think you used to be quite this small back then. The man says, his voice worried. The little ghost king just nuzzles more firmly against his hands, and then can't quite help himself before his teeth sink into the base of a thumb. There's a yelp, and the hands holding the little ghost king twitch a little. But all the little ghost king can think right then is that he tastes just as bright and sweet as he looks. He moans against the flesh in his mouth, his teeth sinking in a bit firmer. Shit, Xiaowei, that hurts, the man hisses, and the little ghost king suddenly feels something cold sting at his heart, and slowly he pulls his teeth away. Then there's a finger stroking his hair, and the cold feeling inside him goes away. It's okay. Just warn me, at least, the lovely, bright person tells him softly. The little ghost king nuzzles against his hand again, and then licks at the wound he's left behind. He still tastes bright and sweet, and the little ghost king shivers and moans, something bright and sharp like small bolts of lightning running through his body. Fuck, the man groans in a low voice that makes the little ghost king feel like he wants to bite him again. What am I supposed to do with you, Xiaowei? The little ghost king lifts his head and blinks up at him. Hold me, he says, and smiles. The words make the man laugh, and it's the most wonderful sound the little ghost king has ever heard. He stares up at the man with wide eyes. The man reaches out to gently stroke a finger against the little ghost king's cheek. It makes the little ghost king tingle all over. Always, the man says. The end.